Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Echo. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, yes, coming on a little bit later because, like I told you guys, I'm off this week. I'm doing a bit of a staycation. And it's exciting because I'm normally coming in from work at 2 p.m., watching my mom all evening and all night, which can be an adventure, and then popping right back up to head out to work at 6 a.m. And it's just, I did not realize how grueling that particular schedule was until yesterday. And I'm like, wow. Or Tuesday. Like, I woke up on Tuesday and I was like, I don't have to rush out of the house. I can take my time. I drove down to Washington, Missouri because I just wanted to see it. One of my best buddies from work is from there. Well, she left me, so I guess she's just one of my best buddies. She's not from work anymore. And she's from there. And I don't know, their riverfront is pretty. Kind of reminded me of St. Charles. But there's a home for sale. And what I didn't think about is it's actually on the waterfront. And there's a bar like two doors down. I'm like, oh no. I love this house, but I can't imagine living here with people like screaming at a bar on the riverfront at 2 a.m. And even though it's not St. Louis, still people get turned up on the weekends. So anyway, long story short, I went and I had all this time on Tuesday and I got back here about noon and I was like, dude, look at how much time. Like, I got up leisurely, drove down there, came back, ran some errands, went to the grocery store. And I'm like, dude, my days are just not healthy. And that's okay, because I'm changing that. I am actively changing that in 2024. I do feel like there are a lot of things at play that are helping me change that. But yeah, anyway, I was listening to this terrible story. There's some sort of astrology influencer who was so affected by the eclipse, she murdered her partner, like just killed her boyfriend, and she threw her kids out of her car on the freeway, killing instantly the infant and severely injuring her 8-year-old who's in the hospital. I don't know what, I read the phrase spiritual psychosis. I don't know what's going on. But all the lead up to the eclipse, this particular content maker kept talking about spiritual warfare and da, 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 and, you know, be on guard. You know, like some of the people I had also heard. I'm not familiar with this lady. But like I said, you have to be careful. And people are trying to, you know, make it sound like she just lost her mind. It may be. But also, I'm telling you, when you say certain things or activate certain channels, demonic energy also responds. My example always is when someone says, I'll just do anything to get famous. Like, I would never say that. I keep using it as an example, and I should stop saying it because I don't even want the universe to assume that I'm saying it with any sincerity, although my intention is very clear. I don't believe that. I would not say that. And I've never said that. In wanting a 30-year film career and wanting to do this, that's not the right way to phrase that. And wanting to be a filmmaker for 30 years, 30 plus years, I've never said, I'll just do anything, because I wouldn't, I won't, and I haven't. And so I think it's fascinating that this young lady said something like that, and then it just did not end well for her. I got off track. Matthew Perry said something like that, and it didn't seem to end well for him. Even though he had a great career, you start to realize, like, money isn't everything, guys. You can make all the money and still not be happy. So I don't know what happened to this young lady, but I do think sometimes when you open up portals and you are really sensitive to certain energy, all of it's not godly. Some of it is demonic, and it comes in, and it is going to attach itself to you. And sometimes people help you with that. Sometimes people dose you or give you drugs and make you crazy. Sometimes you throw off your own mental chemistry with things you're obsessing over. And sometimes just otherworldly dark energy enters your space, and she wound up driving, after she pushed her kids out, she wound up crashing her car and perishing. So it's like a murder suicide, and she killed and maimed one of her other children. I'm not sure what the surviving child's injuries are, but it's like, dude, you know, and I'm sorry this happened to this young lady, and I'm sorry that whatever took a hold of her and cost a lot of people their lives. But yeah, this is not anything to play with. I'm telling you, this eclipse had some of the most energy that the earth has had to absorb in I don't know how many years. It didn't register with me the number of years, but it was historical, and everybody kept saying it. And this is not just some astrology mumbo jumbo. These planets affect life on Earth. They do. The moon, the sun, the planets. I'm telling you, I sit here and watch my mom's mood change with the time of the day. The time of the day is not something we could control. Because I guarantee you, if humans could control it, we'd already be trying to do it. That's why we got this stupid daylight savings time. I mean, these are forces bigger than us, and they try to make you disconnected from your spiritual life so you won't think about it. So you won't realize how powerful you are. So you won't realize that there are things that you can do to improve your life that have nothing to do with making money. You know? They try to keep you ignorant so you won't feel powerful, but you are powerful, and you can change the world with just the way you think. But they don't want you to do that. One of my friends sent me this article. It's the end of life as we know it. You won't be able to afford shit. I mean, it didn't say it like that, but that was the gist of the article. And I was like, I hate articles like this. You know why? Because people adapt. None of this is new. College has been rising in astronomical costs for the past 40 years. My brother paid something crazy to go to college, like $3,000 to go to WashU or something crazy like that. I graduated with about $8,000 in debt from Howard University in the 90s. And I think Howard is something like $16,000, $17,000 a year now. That is triple what we paid. And I understand that things have to grow in expense because it just makes sense with inflation, but these things are not just inflation. This is ridiculous. And the salaries haven't kept pace with the tuitions. So this is not new. None of this is new. So you can write all the articles you want. You can read these doomsday articles if you want. People won't be able to own homes anymore. Guess what? There was a time in history where people couldn't own a home unless they could build it. You know, and it wasn't that long ago. For me, I can ask my parents. For some of you all younger than me, ask your grandparents or your great-grandparents what it was like. They lived in an apartment, or they lived in a two-family flat with family. And would it be so bad if we go back to living with family and doing things as a group, moving together to purchase things? This whole idea that everybody has to grow up and buy their own house is modern. It's new. Maybe 50, 60 years of human existence in this country is based on everybody growing up and buying their own house. That's some baby boomer shit. That's from the 50s. That is not from historically. Historically, people live together as families, you know, in the same spaces. Brothers and sisters shared homes with their families. People lived in apartments, one family upstairs, another family downstairs, two family flats, shotgun houses. People shared those. That's not foreign. What's foreign is thinking that it couldn't happen again. Go scroll through some of your housing prices right now. You're going to look at them and be like, oh my God, they're crazy. I remember being in LA 30 years ago and looking at something, you know, the size of my mom's house, size of the house I grew up in. It was like $2 million. And that was then. So that house, you know, you get 1,200 square feet, 1,400 square feet. What's that? $3 million now? $4 million? It's insane. The prices have always been insane. And people are going to do what they've always done. They'll adapt. They'll figure it out. Maybe we'll build stronger, tighter communities where we spend more time together, because that's what we need. Everybody's having this epidemic of loneliness. Get out and talk to people. You can't afford a house by yourself? Buy a house with your brother. Buy a house with your sister. You know, there are people who are close enough in age and close enough in salary that you guys could buy real estate together and split the profits. You can either live in the space together or you can just own spaces and rent them out to other people and share in the profits. It's time to build communities, not worry about what we can and cannot afford by ourselves. Because you know what? There was a time in history where people didn't even want to buy their own house. They didn't even think it was possible. It was so expensive. Why would we even waste time thinking about that? And that's within my mom's lifetime. She's 87. I tell her all the time, she is Black history. And I get why, you know, they were excited to buy their own homes because their parents couldn't afford to do that. And I get that. That was a big deal. But now homes are so exorbitant. My parents paid $13,000 for the house in 1969. $13,000 for a 4-bedroom, 1-bath home with a giant yard. Come on. Let's just be a little bit more realistic here. It's time to do it different. If you can't afford a $1 million home by yourself, guess what? You may have to stay at home longer, or you may have to split the mortgage with a loved one, or you may have to, you know, go into business for yourself so you can stop capping your income. We'll adapt, and guess what? We're going to be okay. We may have less and be happier. Ooh, imagine that. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. Happy Thursday. Take care of yourselves.